All right, guys, welcome back.
What's up? What's up? It's Joffrey with a G.
And Artie Taco.
Ha ha, we back again, y'all.
Labor Day weekend. How was your weekend, G?
Man, it was good, man. It was fun and sun. Beach time. Had a really good time this weekend, man.
How was the weather in Gulf Shores?
Man, it was awesome. It was beautiful weather. It looked like it was going to storm, but it never really did. It did some thunder, some lightning, but that's it, man. It was beautiful skies. I'm going to tell y'all, if you haven't been to Gulf Shores, you need to go. Nighttime is so beautiful. The sunset is amazing. And the stars, it was almost as if I could see every constellation that's out there. It was beautiful, man. It's amazing.
How's the family? How'd the family enjoy it?
It was a lot of kids. 23 children was there, and that wasn't even all the kids.
Oh, awesome. So it was your family and who?
It was my wife's family.
Okay, so, awesome. So, cool. Got to see all the cousins
hanging out. Aunties, uncles. It was good. It was cool.
Awesome. Talking about weather, so Hurricane Dorian.
Yeah.
I guess the last 24 hours has been hitting the Bahamas.
Tearing it up.
Prayers for the people in Bahamas, and it's coming to Florida.
That's it.
I totally dislike hurricane season.
Yeah, and our hearts go out to everyone affected. And like Taco just said, we're going to keep y'all in our prayers. Be safe. Follow the evacuation plan that the city got for you. Stick to it.
South Carolina's evacuating. And I don't think they're supposed to be hit till Wednesday, maybe.
Yeah, do it.
Some of the videos I've seen on the Bahamas, like Charlie, he has family down there. One of our coworkers has family down there, and he's been posting videos, and it's just sad.
Mm.
The water that's, like, literally these people are standing on their countertops because
they've been flooded.
Yeah. The water's all the way, like, just coming in through windows, and I mean, it looks... I can't even imagine.
You can't. I mean, there's nothing you can do. It's nature.
Just think about thinking about my household. I have two girls, my wife, and just imagine, you know, the water's coming in, you know, you're grabbing your family.
That's it.
It's hard.
And to kind of put it in perspective, though, when nature tells you to get out the way, it's probably what you need to do.
Man.
You know, we can only protect ourselves and show our love for one another and help each other. But if nature is doing that, you got to get out the way and let it do its thing.
They said, I think that's the strongest hurricane on modern record.
Wow.
Yeah. The winds were getting up to 220 miles per hour.
Man.
And I didn't even know we, like, flew planes in and out, like, over it. Go to the eye and stuff and see, to measure the how big it is and
how severe it is.
Yeah, and to keep course of or try to estimate the course it's going to take.
I know everybody's not going to evacuate, but whatever you do, be safe.
I know. I got family in Jacksonville, and it's supposed to.
Oh yeah, it's supposed to hit that coastline too.
All right, let's move on to. So we talked about your vacation.
Yeah. How was yours, man? How you spend your weekend? This Labor Day weekend.
Man, I was so lazy. I was supposed to be doing some certain things, but lazy. My kids went over to a sleepover at my sister's. And so we were childless almost for like two days.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
And so it was a lot of sleep, just chilling out. And it was kind of weird, to be honest with you, having a quiet house. But it was good. It was good. I hate to come back to work.
It's like you had the opposite of where I was this past weekend. It was everything but quiet.
Our kids have
23
fun,
kids, man. You can't be quiet.
Yeah, my kids love hanging out with their cousins and they get to hang out, have a little sleepover, and it's neat.
Now, did it take a lot to get them to go?
Nah.
Or were they looking forward to
it? Nah, yeah, they totally enjoy going. I think my youngest, she gets kind of quiet at first, but she had a blast.
And it's hard to get her away.
But both of them were, like, asleep before 8 o'clock, I think, that night, when they finally came back, because no naps or nothing like they usually do. They're just
Just all day long playing.
Going, yeah. Staying up late at my sister's.
Gotta love it.
All right, man. Something else tragic happened this week. A mass shooting in Odessa, Texas.
Wow. I mean, what? When is it ever going to stop, man?
I heard someone say, I mean, I don't know if he was joking or not, but, like, terrorists aren't even, they're like, hey, they're killing themselves over there.
Yeah.
And it's truly sad because you could be, I mean, I think this happened on the side of the highway. Someone started shooting at cars and people, and I think 7 people were killed. I don't know if that includes the shooter. The shooter was killed as well, but, I mean, you could be just driving. I mean, this happened at Walmart. You could just be driving down the highway. Bop, 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 bop.
Hey, shoot. You know, and you said something very valuable, that the terrorists, they're looking at us saying, wow, Americans are killing Americans. We don't even have to do it anymore. You know, and that's how they're looking at it. They don't look at it like, oh, they want someone to go back to their country. They're seeing Americans kill Americans. That's what they're seeing right now.
And people have come out and say all these, you know, take away the guns, that's the solution, or do this, or do that. Man, we're broken people. We're broken people. I truly believe that we need the gospel.
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
You know, to realize we're broken. And because honestly, you know, a lot of people are just going to hate these people that are killing all these people. I feel sorry for these people because they're so lost.
They're very lost.
Yeah, and then they affect all the people around us, and that could just – that happens not even with just guns, but with other actions, you know, whether, you know, we teach our kids – to be mean to one another. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could start so simple like that and then lead to something so drastic and so tragic.
And kids don't even think like that. Like, literally, you have to program a kid to think like a racist. You do. You know, my kids, every last one of them, hey, my best friend is this. Not once do they say what race they are. You only find out when you meet them. That's their friend. So, the thing I want to say, man, is where's the love? I know we have it in our hearts, but where is the love? I mean, we all American citizens. Yes, some people may be here so-called illegally, but where's the love, man? You can't kill everybody, you know? Who has that much hate in their heart? Really, I don't care how mad I get sometimes. By the time I get in my car, drive to the store, guess what? I'm no longer angry. So I don't, how you get this much rage built up in you, whether you want to kill people. Yeah. And if, you know, seek help if it's that bad. Obviously, there's something else going on in your life.
I was listening to something really good on the radio. I listened to Moody Radio, but I've never thought of this, but, like, police officers or EMTs that, I mean, witness, you know, they had to probably witness the shooting, you know, the aftermath, and even at Walmart or, you know, the shootings or even car wrecks and things like that. And a lot of police officers and this guy was reading this guy's statement, but he was saying, oh, I'm all right, I'm okay, after witnessing, like, this one guy get shot in the head. And
that's not okay.
And a lot of them do need someone to speak to. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, not sometimes, but most of the time, it's a pride thing. You know, whether our marriage is struggling something that we witnessed this tragedy or anything, we're like, oh, we can handle it, but we can't.
And you know,
that's the thing, we just can't.
So are we a insensitive society? Is that us? Nothing phases us anymore. 10 people die, 100 people die, we move on. 1,000 people die, we move on. Man, that was bad, but we still move on. Like nothing ever happened. Yeah. It gets one day on a news cycle, CNN, Fox News, CNBC, you know, one day, or maybe let's give it 3 or 4 days, and it's reported, and then it's on to the next. You know,
I mean this story, what happened to Odessa, made it like on national news and all that. But same station, Moody Radio, months ago said there was like 70-something people get shot in Chicago.
Wow.
And, you know, you don't see that all across the news.
Or, you're not going to talk about it.
Or any of that. I just, you know, that point you made, was maybe we're getting desensitized to death.
Definitely.
To people hurting, to, hey, our kids can watch this or play this or, you know.
You know, there's a lot of stuff, man, that we, I guess, as parents, that we allow our children to maybe watch. Not everything, but we have allowed our children to watch certain things that our parents wouldn't even have dared to let us watch. You know, and it is definitely a different era. It's available to the children 24 hours a day. So it's almost as if you can't watch your children 24 hours a day. We got jobs. So the little amount of time, hopefully you're doing something right. Yeah. Where your kids are taking on your values and not what the world is giving them.
Yeah, when I was growing up, there was no censored button in my household. No. Like, I was allowed to watch whatever. I had older siblings, so I watched what they watched and all that. And now, you know, I was, you know, and that's before the internet. Now kids they can look up anything they want in a matter of seconds.
Yep.
And the police department, I don't know where it was, but I saw it on Facebook tonight. They sent out like the 15 apps that you need to watch out for.
Oh, wow.
For your kids, if they're on their devices or whatever. And I think that's something we have to stay aware of, to protect our kids, because people are easily putting stuff out there. I remember somebody was doing something to YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Cartoons.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Telling kids to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
For what? For why? Why so evil?
That's very evil, man. Telling little kids to kill themselves, and especially somebody who obviously is a mature person, telling an immature person in a 9, 8, 7-year-old to kill themselves. You know, they know what that means, and they trying to, you giving them ways to do it. That's not cool, you know, but that is on YouTube, it's on the internet.
Yeah,
they have access.
I mean, the access kids have, and I just be careful. If your kids have any kind of electronics, whatever, just be aware. That's the key. Be aware and take action and steps to protecting your children. Because once they see it, and I can tell you this from my own self, my own struggles, my own hurt, is when you see something, there's no like deleting it. It's there, and your kids will, whether they try to or what, it's in their mind right when they see it.
Yep.
All right, so we started off kind of
a little deep.
Yeah, a little deep. let's talk some college football.
College football had a lot of games going on this weekend.
Yeah, UTC locally, they took care of business against Eastern Illinois. Good win for UTC. Another local school here in Tennessee. Yep. I mean, in Tennessee, lost.
Tennessee, yeah, that was
a bad loss to Georgia State, a 10-year program, a program that's only been around 10 years.
And I believe they only won, like, one game last year.
Two games
last year. Okay.
Two games. And Tennessee paid them $950,000 to come play them.
And lose.
Tennessee
really failed that far, man?
I didn't think so.
Is it over for the program?
I thought they were on their way up. But I felt sorry for a lot of Tennessee fans on social media because people were – bashing him.
I mean, it's, you know, it's an old saying, if the shoe fit, wear it. Tennessee has really fell off the radar. That's to lose to Georgia State.
Hey,
they're not even a perennial power in the division they're in.
I'll say this: they had a senior quarterback that was good, but yeah.
I agree.
I'm just saying that for.
Okay.
They got beat.
We'll leave Tennessee alone.
They got beat up on pretty bad.
Right now, but we got to talk about your boys, man. They lost the Miami lost to Florida, man. But yeah. But I mean, hey.
Hey, well, we got North Carolina this week. We got to get this win. Got
to take the hat off. I mean, it wasn't like an easy win for Florida.
No. So. What about your team? What Jalen Fields transferred from Georgia?
Man, he tore it up, man. I want to say this. This guy had like 4 or 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, one on the ground.
One on the ground, man. He tore it up. Really surprised me. Really, the game was over in the first quarter, but still exciting to watch this young man get the start, you know, and show out on day one. So
yeah.
It was awesome. Looked like the Buckeyes they're going to be there, going to be a tough team to beat this year.
All the transfer quarterbacks. So y'all got Jalen Fields from Georgia. Mm-hmm. Then a quarterback that transferred 2 years ago, Jacob Easton from Georgia to Washington. He tore it up. He blew it up in Washington. And all these transfer quarterbacks are doing good.
Yeah, he threw for four touchdowns.
Yes.
Awesome.
He transferred, had to sit out a year, and then he's starting this year. Then Oklahoma, got Jalen Hurts transfer to Oklahoma from Alabama, and he tore it up too, but Oklahoma's defense gave up some points.
Yeah, they gave up 31 points, man. It really wasn't shut them down defense like they should have did, but Hurts had 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, he played good, and then he
went off.
At the end of the game, he was like, I didn't play good enough, like he wanted to do better, which
I
guess that's good.
Yeah. 6 touchdowns. Oh, my goodness.
He was running all over the field. He was doing whatever he wanted.
All right, Jalen. All right, I'm talking to you real quick. You went 20 for 23, dude. You had 332 yards passing with 3 touchdowns. You had 16 carries for 176 yards and 3 touchdowns. And you didn't have a good game.
He said he was – oh, I forgot exactly Bruh. The words he used. He said he was, like, disappointed, like he could have played better.
Bruh, I don't think you could play no better than that. That game right there, you already, like, a front runner. Like, you going to the NFL.
That's, like, the oldest, the NCAA football, college football, that's where you're blowing it up because you're playing on freshman level, man. Or junior varsity level.
I mean, Houston is actually a good team, though. So, they're not definitely going to go to the playoffs or nothing like that, but they're going to still have a good record at the end of the year.
They were good when Tom Herman was there, man.
I think they still going to be decent because the division they play in, they'll be all right.
The Auburn-Oregon game.
Now that was the game.
Thriller game, probably the biggest game as far as ranked teams for a week one. Oregon looked good off the bat, but then – out of nowhere, freshman Bo Nix comes out. And I woke up. I fell asleep. I've been watching football all day. But I fell asleep, and I woke up when he threw that last touchdown pass, which was awesome.
Great catch.
I forgot how many seconds, like 20, 30 seconds left in the game, and he throws that touchdown pass. But, I'm glad he had this awesome win, but he's going to have a rough rest of the year.
They got
Georgia, Alabama.
A&M.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be pretty. All right, so Michigan got a win. They beat Middle Tennessee 40-21. LSU beat Georgia Southern.
Yeah, dominated.
Just really well.
All the other teams had.
Texas over LA Tech. Iowa had a big game. Iowa are looking good this year. Another team that blew their opponent out was Penn State. Penn State won 79-7.
Yeah, everybody's talking about Michigan, Ohio State, but what about Penn State, man? What do you think? I know you're biased, and of course, Ohio State.
But. I'm going to be Ohio State. Who is Idaho?
That is true.
Penn State, they are back. They're not the brand as far as Big Ten goes. Of course, you're going to always say Ohio State, Michigan first, but Penn State is not far behind. So is Penn State a team that I will worry about? Yes. I think they're not going anywhere. They can beat probably any team in the country. And I mean any team, if they play their game.
Alabama dominated Duke.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a lot of guys out suspended and stuff, so they didn't start out the game too hot. I think it was second play they fumbled. But
I think I might have watched 5 minutes of that game and then walked away.
Yeah.
It was over.
I think it's going to be a show. Well, I don't know. We'll find out a lot. I think there's a lot of good games coming up this following week because Clemson has A&M, which that's a big game, and we can see what happens. But I think it's a crash course for Oklahoma, Alabama.
And I'm going to tell y'all.
Man. Maybe your team and Clemson.
We're going to probably be there. I'm going to talk about this, and then I'm done with Alabama. So it was like, okay, going back and forth for a minute, and then all of a sudden you get up, you come back, and it was like 21-something. It was just like, how that happened? Okay, this game is over. Just that quick, and it was just first quarter. I was like, yeah, why am I even watching this game? Of course, I was around a bunch of Alabama fans this weekend, y'all, so it was still playing.
Their wide receiver, Jerry Jeudy, he's from Miami, of course.
Yeah.
But, dude, that guy's unbelievable. And I think what bothers me is when Mel Kiper, he's always been annoying, but he's like, oh, he's, you know, first-round draft pick, whatever. Yeah, this guy's been good ever since he came out of high school. Everybody knew he was going to be a first-round draft pick. A shout-out to North Carolina. So North Carolina has Mack Brown. He's back in coaching. He used to coach Texas. He's back in coaching. Got a big win against South Carolina. They were down the whole game, and they come back, went in the fourth quarter with a freshman quarterback, and his speech afterward. And I was like, man, this is what college football is about when you got the coach. And he's like, he's getting emotional talking about how these boys needed this win and stuff like that. And that's what I love. I love when you have a coach that truly cares about the kids that he's coaching. It's not about – it's bigger than the program. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like that he gave a speech talking about he was just emotional, and you could tell he truly cared about those kids, and I think that's a heck of a ball coach.
And, you know, that's really what these young men need is somebody that actually care for them because if you don't know, a lot of the kids that play in these programs, they come from – you know, low-income neighborhoods. Not everyone, but the majority of the kids do. And sometimes the coach is a type of father figure or mentor to them and the staff as well. So when you treat them like men, you give those expectations to them that you would want a young man to behave and act like on the field and off the field. You know, it's a big deal. And a lot of times, that's how people turn their programs around, you know.
Because all those kids, you know, they're kids when they're, you know, they get there 17, 18 years old. And then they're going to have to do life after football.
Right.
Whether it's in the NFL, which or they have families and stuff. And so I think it's important that it's not just about playing football. It's about what you're doing in the schoolroom, how are your actions. And I truly congratulate coaches that are like that.
And I'm going to tell y'all, man, somebody and not just wanting to pick a story of a player that played with Ohio State, but Maurice Claret, perfect example. Grade A talent, NFL quality, should have been in the NFL for many years. But his work ethic, his attitude, it ruined his career. You know, we talk about this game all the time, about the Miami-Ohio State game in, what was it, 2002?
Yeah, y'all cheated. But anyways, go ahead.
Maurice Claret tore that game up. He was doing his thing, man. But somebody got in his head, and he messed the next season up. I think he held out. And only wanted to be in the NFL draft, and just that 1 or 2 years out of college football waiting on a draft, he was out of shape by the time he got drafted. He never did pan out in the NFL. You know, and then he ended up in trouble or doing some type stuff, but, you know, it just went downhill.
Someone I think about is Aaron Hernandez.
Man.
He was awesome player.
Great player,
I couldn't stand him. I couldn't stand him because every time, you know, he was doing something against Georgia at the time.
You think he would have been better than Gronk? I mean, he could have been.
He was always open. He could block. He was a good tight end. And but later on, like after, you know, he committed murder, after all this, you know, they were saying like he was in – he failed a lot of drug tests in college and got away with a lot of stuff. And I'm like, what happens if this guy is disciplined and, you know, took it under, you know, mentored, like right. You said, like the kids should be.
They should be.
And I just think about that story for some reason. But so we're going to finish up the show as we always have. And this is our season 2, second episode. We're going to keep it going, though.
That's
but,
it.
Man, G, what are you thankful for?
Man, I'm thankful for family, man. You know, sometimes you forget how great your family is. You know, those that love you, those that reach out and speak to you and want relationship with you, that's family. So when I say family, that's friends. That's your actual blood family. Be grateful for them. You know, pick up the phone sometimes or get in your car, drive over, visit, you know, have that conversation, you know, rekindle that relationship. So that's what I'm proud of, man. I love my wife and my kids. So
I'm thankful for the opportunity of life, opportunity to wake up. And once again, I'm going to steal this as usual, but always – we say family.
All right.
Opportunity to spend time with family, opportunity with friends. Really honored just the people that I've met just recently, maybe even the last 8 months, that have meant so much to me that they don't even know of. You know, it could just be like a hello or, right. You know, a text message. It's meant the world. I'm thankful for just doing this podcast with you.
Yeah, and, man. Same here.
Thankful for having Labor Day off.
Man, it's a blessing.
Can't wait to keep this show going. And thank you for listening. Continue to share us. Tell people about us.
And God bless you.